Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Scubbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan, who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus has Lind trapped. There's the throw to Phillips and back to McManus, who tags Lind for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Averill trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Averill, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Morgan moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Scubble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Alexander strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Morgan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. Heilman scores. McManus moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-1 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jamison goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Sewell scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. McManus tags and moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Whitehill covering. Safe. Augie Prudhomme now pitching. Bib Falk pinch hits for Ed Morgan. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Prudhomme throws to second for one, and Scubble throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing right field. John Stone pinch hits for Augie Prudhomme. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. Alexander strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Phillips reaches second base with a double. There goes McManus trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lind moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. Averill moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Falk reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Sewell scores. Falk moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to third for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Sewell moves to second. 2 outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Sewell scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Heinie Scubbell. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Elam Van Gilder. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 11-5, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.